Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
At night, when you go outside and you look up, what do you see? Do you see a massive black void? Maybe unattainable sparkling lights? Or do you see a possibility? A possible hope for life beyond our planet? There are more questions than stars in the sky. And we have far fewer answers. Far, far fewer. Fractions of answers. We know little of what is beyond our planet in the grand scheme of things. Our solar system is 7,440 million miles long. If you wanted to drive that distance, you could hop in your car and travel, let's say, 60 miles an hour. It would take you 124 million hours, or 14,155.25 years, to travel that distance. And there's not going to be any rest stops. Jupiter doesn't have a quickie mart. Now, our solar planetary system is only one of the 3,221 known planet systems within the Milky Way galaxy. Now, this leaves a lot of room for the possibility of intelligent life. Have we already been visited, though? Are we in constant contact with aliens and we do not even realize it? And what might the powers that be know that they will not tell us? Is this all horse crap? Well, let's find out. I'm Lee White, and this is the Happy Social Experiment.
Okay, deep breath. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Happy. Feeling or showing pleasure or contentment. Social. An informal social gathering. Especially one organized by the members of a particular club or group, needing companionship and therefore best suited to living in communities. Experiment. A scientific procedure undertaken to make a discovery, test a hypothesis, or demonstrate a known fact. This is the Happy Social Experiment.
In July of 1947, the world found out about a small town in New Mexico named Roswell. Rancher William Brazel noticed debris clusters about 30 miles north of Roswell. For you see, a flying disc had crashed. Was that disc a UFO? A military weather balloon? The story broke the proverbial internet, if the internet had existed during then. 74 years later, Roswell is still the first thing that comes to mind when you ask yourself, are aliens and UFOs real? Millions of people have pored over the evidence, scanned the terrain, visited the area, and researched upon the research of Roswell and the crash site. And of course, you can't leave out the government cover-up and the conspiracies that envelop the Roswell UFO incident. But I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to ask you if you think aliens could be real and if UFOs have visited or are currently visiting us now. There may be as many as one Earth-like planet for every 5 sun-like stars in the Milky Way galaxy, according to the University of British Columbia astronomers using the data from NASA's Kepler mission. The Milky Way has about 400 billion stars. 6 billion of those star systems may have an Earth-like planet that can sustain life. Maybe even intelligent humanoid life. You know, a carbon-based, oxygen-breathing biped with some body hair and bad breath, aka you and me. Let's take into consideration the age of each solar system. Our star is a younger star within the Milky Way galaxy, and an older star would probably have an older planet of life, with the possibility of those life forms being more advanced in technology for performing interplanetary travel. I'm basing this off of our own idea, well, not own idea, our own timeline of technology development. The downside with that is that the more refined technology gets, the quieter the planet becomes. For example, we started with radio waves in the 1930s. We were shooting off radio waves around the globe and into space. Pew, pew, pew. We used antennas to capture them, and I'm sure we missed some. We used some radio waves to send messages into space. But what if whatever we are looking for has grown farther away from the radio wave communication? I mean, we have already. Our satellite and cable-based communication systems have refined the amount of energy we put into our atmosphere. So we do not have as much garble leaving the planet for another civilization to pick up. So are we becoming a silent planet as our technology advances? There is no reason to believe that is if you do believe that another planet could be so advanced that we couldn't find it due to our lack of that advanced technology and vice versa. The thing that I want to know is why would an alien species visit our planet? If they are so advanced that they are able to fly around the galaxy, what makes us so special? I have to look at it this way. Everyone has a favorite zoo, and some zoos have similar animals, but some zoos are just more fun to go to. So, are we that fun zoo? Are we the party planet, maybe a galactic spring break destination? Throughout the history of humans, we have found ancient evidence that would make us believe that aliens have already visited us. From the Seago Cliff drawings in Utah to the cave paintings of the Wajina in the northwest of Australia to the written word of the Christian Bible. Zechariah 5:1-2. Again I lifted my eyes and saw, and behold, a flying scroll. And he said to me, "What do you see?" I answered, "I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits and its width is 10 cubits. And this old chestnut, Ezekiel 1:4-5. As I looked, behold, a stormy wind came out of the north, and a great cloud of brightness around it, and fire flashing forth continually. And in the midst of the fire, as if it were gleaming metal, and from the midst of it came the likeness of 4 living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had a human likeness." Even though many of us accept UFOs and aliens as sci-fi stories made for our entertainment, you can't deny those that claim to have experienced UFO and alien sightings. November 1989 through the spring of 1990, UFO sightings in Belgium led to around 13,500 people claiming to witness seeing large triangular flying objects hovering low in the sky. In the spring of 1990, military fighter pilots investigated and pursued some of the objects, but the objects flew out of range before the pilots could observe anything further. And currently, the U.S. Department of Defense released declassified videos of UFOs filmed by Navy pilots between 2004 and 2015. The videos show an unknown flying object going much, much faster than any known aircraft currently in use today. Well, how about you? Have you seen or witnessed something that can't be explained on the alien and UFO front? I sat down with the band, The Redcoats Are Coming, to hear their thoughts.
Sitting around a table, getting people to expose themselves for snacks and laughs.
All right. So today we're going to talk about aliens. We're going to talk about if you've had an alien experience, if you want an alien experience, and what would you want the aliens to know about you?
I think I wouldn't necessarily want like a first encounter as far as like, hey, well, you know, beam you. I mean, like, so I wouldn't want to be anal probed, you know, like probed anally, but I would, if they were like, hey, come check out our ship, I'd be like, dude, yeah, cool. Let me come check that out.
But why does it always have to go to anal probing?
You know, because that's just
are aliens TV really just that big of a butt fetish? Is that?
I mean, it's very possible. I mean,
because they're so tall and skinny and they got tiny butts. I mean, maybe they're just like,
or maybe they don't even have assholes.
Yeah,
that's why they're so. Yeah,
yeah. It's just, you know, they desire the sphincter.
But I definitely would be interested in
getting probed.
No.
And that's how babies are made.
So I don't know if you're going to preface this, Lee, but you should definitely give some sort of explanation as to who you're interviewing today so that people know to either not listen or like, I'm going to bring on my old bandmates. You're welcome to wait until the next week to listen. Dude, honestly, if you want to know my, like, if you're really asking about aliens, let's talk about it.
All right.
All anal probing aside,
all right,
I have never had a first encounter with aliens, but I got to be honest with you. I think it's me and not them. I think it's, I think I do not bring enough to the table. Personally, and also, do I believe in them? Absolutely. I think it's asinine. I think it's completely asinine and completely arrogant to believe that we're the only life forms on this planet. So aliens, call them what you want. The reality is we are not alone, and that is awesome. But that's a realization a lot of people haven't come to. A lot of people are very like flat earth. They're very much like, you know, Chili's is fine dining, like
Applebee's, Chili's.
This is the kind of thing, like, I don't, you know, I definitely am fascinated by, but I'm also terrified by it because I don't understand it.
Right.
I'm a product of like early 90s movies, and I got to be real with you, man. Fire in the Sky is one of my favorite movies, and I guess true to life stories, because the people who really were involved in that whole scenario were interviewed on something like Sally Jesse Raphael, or they were interviewed with I don't know, Arsenio Hall. I'm just naming shit, but I know that whole thing happened, and then they made this movie, and then I watched this movie way too young, and it really messed me
like up. Terrified. It's
terrifying. But I couldn't look away. It was like a car accident. I was like, I have to watch that again. And I have every right to believe that encounters of the first kind are very possible. I don't think that they're ever I don't think they're always as violent and as crazy as movies make them out to be and cinema makes them out to be. I think that most extraterrestrials know like what we're about, and I think that we're more simplistic than they care about.
Right. Yeah,
I don't think we're the most advanced life forms in any capacity. So that's the short of it for me, man. I think that a lot of the times we're arrogant and thinking that like something that can come into this airspace and into our atmosphere that has advanced technology wants to take us and butt probe us and do all this stuff. It's like, we're not that cool. Like, there's probably other planets with way better life form than sticking something up my ass, because it's like, right. So yeah, that also helps with my, that helped me get over my fear as I got older, was to like realize really quickly that yeah, we're probably not the most important life form out there. And if you probe this once, you probe this all.
You know, you see one polyp.
I don't know what the hell Agent Scully just said.
I got to meet the guy that the whole fire in the sky thing happened to.
Really?
Yeah, I met him in Kentucky at a convention.
Makes sense.
And he's
yeah, like he's out there. Yeah, I would imagine so. I mean,
he's pretty. I also met the guy that did the Bigfoot film of him walking away. One of those dudes. Yeah, it was an interesting convention.
Harry and the Hendersons.
Yes, I.
No, it's very interesting because this is one of my favorite topics, I think, ever, and I. When I do get free time, the little free time I have, I do some deep diving on the internet and do some researching, and I, you know, listen to podcasts and things like that. But actually, Tom DeLonge from Blink-182, Angels and Airwaves, he has his own thing, To the Stars, and it's very interesting, the shit that he talks about. When he was on the Joe Rogan podcast, when he's talking about all the stuff that he's involved with, it's really crazy. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, he's really involved with the that whole thing.
A lot of people thought he was like full of shit and he was crazy, and then it started coming out with people who he was actually involved with, and then it was like, oh, okay, so they actually releasing footage and all this crazy stuff. That's pretty cool. But yeah, yeah. I'm with Larry. I think it's just too, you know, asinine to even believe that we are the only creatures in the solar system or even around. I mean, you got to take a look at the billions and billions of galaxies that exist. So yeah, I mean.
Yeah, it'd be pretty arrogant of us.
Yeah, I mean, I think,
and extremely arrogant.
I think, you know,
irrigation. Yeah.
But of course, you know, the whole thing that was going on with Trump, not to get into the politics, you know, maybe aliens now are like, well, fuck that place.
I mean, I'll be honest. I was praying for a giant meteor. I mean, I really was.
I think if you really want to break aliens down, they're like really into Zillow right now. I'm like, they're looking at property. They're like comparing it. They're,
I mean, like, that, you know, can be the only explanation of people buying a one bedroom, one bath garage in somebody's side yard for $600,000.
That's right. I mean, what do you guys think about that? Like the whole Men in Black sort of vibe. You know, when that movie came out and the whole concept of like aliens walking among us,
right?
The part of me was like, that's a Hollywood version of it, but I wouldn't be surprised.
I think it's possible. I mean, if you do some research on like certain, so apparently I can't remember what I have heard before, but I think it was like that our government knows about three different types of species of aliens, and I think that I had read or heard somewhere that like two of them are in the United States or some shit. Like, it's really, really ridiculous, crazy stuff.
But you really go deep down, don't you?
Yeah. They were like, apparently, you know, like they're like, you would really not be able to tell the difference between a, you know, one of us and one of them.
Other, oh, you think all, you know, aliens look alike? Is that
not,
it?
Yeah. What do you mean, you one people? Of them? But yeah, I mean, they, yeah, there's just some, and Lee, you may know, so feel free to chime in, but it's like a guy that worked for the National Security Defense or something, and he was on his deathbed or something, and he had mentioned it before, like he was working alongside of them. I forgot the guy's name. I could probably Google it and find out, but yeah, it was really crazy.
Sounds like familiar.
Yeah, like he was like actually working alongside of them or some shit.
It was actually his nurses.
Crazy stuff.
It was a lot of morphine.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah. You're working alongside a lot of things, sir. You are pumped with morphine.
But there's definitely some things out there, I think, that, you know, our government definitely knows. And for whatever reason, I mean, now it's getting to the point where they're kind of sharing the fact that there are spacecraft that exist, but I don't think that they're getting to the point, you know, I guess they don't feel like we're ready to handle that there are actually like alien life forms.
And why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it's just, well, I mean, look at how we reacted to the fucking change of a new president. You know, like they stormed the Capitol because they thought that was going to help something or change something. I mean, I think it would just cause mass hysteria, whether people think that they would be capable of handling that news or not.
Well, what do you do with that hysteria? Like, at the end of the day, you just kind of would have those people who are like into the world, this and that, acting crazy as they always do. It would just be nice. It would be nice if we didn't redirect ourselves constantly from things like that and into our own BS, because like that's all that it is. I think the reason why they don't disclose those things is because they want us thinking inward, about our own BS all the time. Because if we're focused on our own things, our own problems, our own what should we overcome, what should we not, what should we vote against, what should we not, if we're tearing ourselves apart in any capacity, at the very least, we're not focused on the fact that something out there has the potential at any point to either have higher control of us or just exist in general. And I think the minute that you know, and it's something that travels, is like, hey, this is you know, a tabloid that said this week, you know, another, you know, unidentified flying object passed over Cherokee National Forest again, just waving high, you know, eventually. It's like, you know, the importance of what we're up against right now with ourselves would dissipate a bit. Not to say that wouldn't be wonderful. Wouldn't it be wonderful for us to step outside of our own shit for just a moment to see that, you know, what we are and what we're going through is not that big of a deal.
It's not that important in the scheme of things, is it? It's like people are freaking out over wearing a fucking mask, and it's like, you know what? It's really not that big of a deal, is it? You know?
But the thing is, like, I guess my point is, I think we don't know because, or we're not factualizing it and putting it out there because it takes away from the things that are part of the system of what either side of the media wants you to really be paying attention to right now. And that is what's driving the formula. And the idea of highlighting extraterrestrial in any capacity, factual, like even if you completely, it was factual and they were like, yeah, this has happened, like fucking Bob from Mars rolled down here and now he's selling
from Mars. Whatever.
Yeah, Bob. He's like, it's like Bob from Mars came down. You know, I'm going to simplify this all the fuck. Bob from Mars came down and now he sells Weber grills. Turns out Weber grills was always a subsidiary of Mars and the crazy technology that came with the metal they used in making that stupid fucking grill that sold so many units. But it's, you know, I think that it's just not part of the formula, man. It's not part of the formula to talk about those things right now and make a legitimacy. Then by the time that we do, it'll be so underwhelming. Yeah. It'll be so underwhelming. Be like, no, it's like, you know, someone coming out of the closet today. It's like, yeah, we knew you were right. Game. Like, yeah. It's okay.
We okay. Get it. We knew. It's not a big deal now.
It's, I mean, not every household experiences that either, but I think it's important to say that they want to drive it all the way to the end where it's underwhelming by the time we do all accept it. So I think that we over glorify ourselves. We expect that every situation is like fire in the sky when it's not. I think that we put every time that we put any kind of like label on aliens or whatever in Hollywood, it's always been like them against us. Mm-hmm. And that's really cool, you know, and scary and this and that. I think it's underwhelming, and it should be. I think it's super underwhelming to find out the reality of most things. And that's how I live life. I want to assume that we've done a number on ourselves at all times. And so when I finally do cross a threshold and I find something new, I want it to be less than, because that helps me live on this, in this moment, in this planet right now, instead right of
at this time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, going back to that whole, like you mentioned, that the Hollywood thing side of it, I think that was actually part of what I had heard coming from that guy that worked within that government entities, the three species that we know about, said like the two of them are working with us because apparently that third species, whatever, they're like the, you know, trying to take over the entire fucking like universe, like space and everything. So it's like, it was very interesting. I was like, that seems very odd, very like a movie plot.
Are any of them reptilian?
They're, you know, I mean, yes, the queen. I mean, there's like, you know, they
you can tell by the way they move their eyes.
Yeah, you can tell. No, apparently, and I don't know if it's true because I had never been able to find it, but apparently they were, you know, group of people, like something was happening with the royal family and it was being televised and everything. A lot of people were like live tweeting the event. And then all of a sudden, a lot of people started freaking out because they're like, oh my God, did you just see what happened? Did you see your eyes? They did this, like they just, you know, shifted and all this shit. I thought that was kind of interesting. You can't really go back and like see any of the, I guess the video or the pictures or anything, but you can actually go and find those tweets. And a lot of people are like freaking out about it because they saw something apparently. Because there's like that whole rumor, you know, that they're like the,
cause
from the lizard family or whatever, you know, like
yeah.
They're
the lizard Illuminati.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a but very unfortunate species to try to take over the world.
It's very interesting. I mean, that you can definitely go down a rabbit hole with the whole alien thing.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think that's why it's so fun. Though, reptilian seems like, I mean, some will argue because they're like, oh, certain reptiles have not had to evolve, and they've like lived for millions of years the same way. And I say to
the Clintons,
like, oh God,
they're lizards.
Yeah, I just think it's an unfortunate species. Maybe I'm wrong. I just maybe cold-blooded is the way to go.
Cold-blooded.
You know?
You're a lizard sympathizer.
if all gets really bad, you just wrap yourself around a nice, you know,
heat lamp,
hot water.
Drape yourself in velvet.
Yeah.
For like 30 years. Let's see what happens.
Just a giant heat rock in their living room.
Yeah. I do love what I watch.
Mealworms? Yes.
I follow a bunch of, you know, and I think this like led me down the, this, I'm going to try to like link these two things together because I think that they don't at all. But I follow a lot of the brutal like nature Instagram stuff. It started when I got hired in my current profession, which is like I work in the grass-fed meat industry. It's kind of normal to say, you know what, I'm going to go ahead. And I just started this job like a few years ago. I'm going to Google and look for a bunch of like humane and inhumane killing practices in slaughterhouses. And I did that. And then it led me down a rabbit hole of different things that found me. Like, you want to see what it's like for a lion to take a gazelle while it's still alive, that kind of stuff. And I started following all these pages, and they would always credit like crocodiles and things for never having to evolve. And it's like, well, have you ever seen one? Like, like what the fuck does it need to change for?
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck does it need to change for?
I mean, there's the occasional jaguar that gets the crocodile, but it's like, that jaguar's an idiot. And if it does get the crocodile, it's like working overtime.
Yeah, and that crocodile is probably 800 years old already anyway. Like, yeah, a missing leg, you know? Yeah.
I don't know, but it definitely made me think, like, maybe, just maybe, I'm wrong. Like, maybe the reptilian alien species is the way to go. You know, they're the most adaptable. They last the longest. I don't know. It just would suck to be, like, dating a girl and be like, so I got to tell you something. I'm like, yeah, whatever, Stephanie. Like, I'm actually part of the reptilian species of, like, we're trying to take over the world. It's like, well, I mean, that sucks, but I was like really hoping that I'd meet your father this weekend. We were trying to take it to the next level. If you're gonna take over the planet, do you think I could come with you, or is that like a no-go? And my food,
can I still get a Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich?
I think it's unfair that if we do have multiple alien species living amongst us, not to say we do or don't, but if we did, that they wouldn't disclose something like that ahead of time, like just like an STD. It's like, just so you know, I'm part of I do have a social security number, but I also have other things.
The FBI is knocking on your door.
If it gets too cold, I fall out of palm trees.
Yeah.
But if you guys don't listen to that Joe Rogan podcast, definitely go back and listen to the one where Tom DeLonge is on it, because it's super interesting.
I have a hard time believing that they would get along in a podcast.
He's kind of like, Joe Rogan is kind of a smart ass about it, but Tom's also kind of a smart ass too.
Well, he's a very specific kind of
He's like, yeah, he's just to the point, like, so, you know, it's kind of funny because at the time, that was kind of before a lot of this stuff came out, before they started showing the videos, the declassified government videos that Tom was talking about. So of course Joe was like, well, how do we know you're not just full of shit, because you keep just telling me things? Like, he keeps just saying like, well, I can't discuss that right now. So he's like kind of telling stuff, but then at the same time he's like, well, I can't really say anything about it. And Joe Rogan's like, well, how do we know you're just not full of shit? And he's like, well, you just gotta trust me, I guess, you know.
I think we would live in this in a world where like the one person who's most woke to aliens is from a band like Blink 182.
Yeah, I mean he's been obsessed with aliens.
There's nothing standing in the way of that just being completely true at this point after what we've been through in the last couple of years.
Yeah,
like it's never going to be anymore.
The never gonna be like, person.
Yeah, like it's like the guitarist from Ministry finds out the afterlife. Like you're never going to hear that. you're never gonna hear that. You're gonna be like the guitarist of Avril Lavigne finds out the afterlife. The guitar player for Blink 182 figures out aliens. If you want to know more about conspiracy theories, well, you're gonna need to talk to that guy at Nickelback because he's got it all figured out.
Yeah, I was about to say like
Chad has it.
That shit crazy.
Yeah, Chad Kroeger's got it figured out, and I think that that goes back to my whole point is we over glorify ourselves all the time constantly. We're always like, no man, you want to know about murder, listen to Slayer, and Slayer's like, dude, I got like a 401k and I'm almost out of it. Like I'm trying to fucking retire. I bought a boat, I'm going to Key West. I need to buy.
We're just trying to capitalize on you dumb motherfuckers.
Like, I never believed in Satan. I just believed in money.
No.
I like to go back to the movie, the 80s movie Explorers, and think that's how cool.
That's just how it is.
Yeah. Where they meet Wack. And
I really enjoyed what was
Explorers with River Phoenix and Ethan Hawke,
Tom DeLonge.
Back in the 80s, Tom DeLonge was one of the extras in the back.
He was the baby left on the steps.
He was the ex in Explorers.
Tom DeLonge was the orphan.
That's kind of his porn. That's kind of his porn name too, Tom DeLonge.
Yeah,
Tom DeLonge.
You don't need a porn name.
Oh.
Man,
sorry, Tom.
How many, you know, speaking of people in porn, how many of you believe that Dusty Diamond, rest in peace, was an alien?
Screech.
That dude had a hard time in this planet.
He did. He did. But do you think that he brought a lot of it on his own, though?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think aliens would let that happen to themselves.
Sure.
They kind of already come in this world with a leg up on everyone, so.
Well, they made it through the ozone without a heat shield.
Yeah.
You know, we can
yeah.
figure that out.
Yeah.
We can't figure out with billions of dollars how not to crash through our atmosphere to get home. They're like, well, what's your solution once you hit the atmosphere? Well, we're just going to send it. We're just going to, what do you mean solution? Well, you've got like, all this training and billions of dollars in getting you into space. How are you going to get home? Well, we're just going to drop. We're going to fall. What do you mean? The fuck are you talking about? Well, we're going to have this giant heat shield. We're going to fall like a meteor until, you know, it's at a good point of like a few seconds between here and death. And then we're going to drop the parachute that we hope hasn't disintegrated during the fall. Oh, cool. Why do aliens just get to like swoop in and out and do their thing? I don't know. We just fucking haven't figured that out yet. So I'll tell you what, we fought with the best of them.
Yeah, one of the episodes of Unexplained that I was watching today with William Shatner, he was talking about, he was going on about, you know, why do people think that aliens are coming in to destroy us? And he's like, well, what if they're just here to help us?
Right.
And then that's when I go, why would they help us?
Why wouldn't they?
Why?
There was this,
no, seriously,
really...
have you seen us on a daily basis?
Right. So
I think it's advantageous, man. I think it's advantageous.
There is this really, so my friends and I, like back in high school, we used to talk about this shit all the time. And one of my friends, I can't even remember who it was. This was so long ago, but he had come up with this theory that back, you know, when they were building the pyramids and everything, because that's just such a, just, we still don't know how the fuck that happened, how they built the pyramids and everything like that, that that was actually done by aliens who came to our planet. They actually enslaved us and impregnated the women that were here. But they were actually like, they had us as slaves so they could basically, because they ran out of resources from wherever planet they were from. So they came here to gather whatever type of resources that they needed. And then so they came, impregnated our women, blah, blah, blah. Did all that shit. And then they come back from time to time to kind of help us along. It's kind of like, okay, so
child support?
We do. Yeah, exactly. So we did this. Here we go. Let's push you along. Here's some
mom,
technology.
Mom's got one weekend.
Yeah.
Daddy alien has another weekend.
My dad's Klingon. I got joint custody. It's bullshit because every
he's coming from
C7. I got to wear different suits and shit just to see him.
I thought that was a cool.
I gotta wear my cape.
But I thought that was a cool theory. I was like, huh, that's neat.
That is a theory. I think to assume that anyone would run out of resources and then head to like the worst part of our fucking planet, like a place with a bunch of sand, and then build pyramids and fuck bitches. Well,
it didn't have sand back then.
Yeah,
it was quite green.
Let's not talk about the past like we were there. All right.
Didn't they? And they also found didn't they find like puddles of glass and stuff? That's like really, really like only would happen if an atomic bomb went off or some shit. And they
pissed Brandon off. He left.
There he is. He had to sit down.
I had to switch seats. I was sitting on a small drum throne listening to. I have a hard time believing that you guys are talking about bottles breaking and stuff like atom bombs.
Oh, well, no, they found like puddles of glass in that area, but it's only that kind of thing could apparently like the way that it was. I don't know. I'm not all scientific and shit, but apparently like the way that it was melted down and the way that they found it, it was in such a way that like only could have been caused from an atomic bomb going off, basically. So something would have had to have happened. Yeah, that had that much energy to cause that to happen.
But going back to Egypt, the sand really wasn't there.
I got it.
They had grass.
There was grass.
They mowed things. They used crocodile dung as a contraceptive.
That's good to know. See, you know, but still, I just try to hit home. I don't know. I don't recall the textbook because it's been a long time. I always go back to like the fact that I just don't feel like we're that important of a species.
Exactly. So why would they help us? Why not just annihilate us?
Annihilate.
Just kill us all.
Maybe they know something that we don't. You know, maybe they're like, what the fuck happened to the Mayans? They were so advanced for their time.
What if it's just too much work? Like, you know, I'll tell you statistics I do know because I only follow the things I follow. I only learn things I learn.
You don't follow things you don't follow? I'm God.
Forgive me. But I do want to say that, you know, if you look back to like 1964, 1965, our planet is now 4+ billion more people than we had at that point in time. Like,
thanks, China.
The concept of like.
Thanks, Bucky. Adding another one.
Yeah.
The concept
could've
of like.
Could have used the crocodile dung.
Like, why would any species wipe us out? It's exhausting. The planet itself.
Well, Well,
the planet itself would suffer.
According to,
and I think the planet's a great resource.
Now, according to season 3, episode 7 of Ancient Aliens, mm-hmm. it's all about the plague, and I'm sitting there, I'm just watching it, and all of a sudden I started getting a little really freaked out about it. Of that, you know, the all the different bacteria and viruses, that some of them could have come from outer space based off of meteors and dust and crap that they have picked up off of things. And
things.
Yes, of things and all the different types of bacteria. In fact, supposedly they have evidence. I don't know where this evidence is.
I don't know that there was grass in Egypt.
Well, you weren't there, so you don't know.
Stop living in the past, man.
Yeah,
you're hung up on something from that. Like,
look, stop.
There's
stop
some
pulling up.
Hardware, like around the corner. They're like a toy built.
But supposedly, with each of the different plagues, such as like the Athenian plague and the Black Plague and stuff like that, but there's been documentation of people seeing things in the sky, and they think it's hallucinations. But what if it's actually aliens, and they're like, hey, we've been wanting to kill you off for a while, and it takes way too much effort for us to go down there, so why don't we just throw a little coronavirus in your way? And then they go, oh god, they actually started wearing masks. Crap. So what are we going to do now? Let's mutate that.
Yeah. Well, maybe now at this point they're like, okay, well, now just let natural selection take its course. So the people that don't wear the mask, and they're like, well, they're just the stupid ones anyway. Like, fuck it, we can train these other ones to do what we want them to do.
Sheeple.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Fauci himself sounds like an alien name.
Yeah.
The Fauci race.
Fauci.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Bro.
So, I mean, has anybody had any, like, driving down the road, seeing something that you can't explain?
Yeah, I have.
I mean, I would definitely think that Josh would. I mean, he lived in Florida.
No doubt.
Man.
Many a window decal that was like, what?
I've had a lot more weird fucking experiences in North Carolina than anywhere. I agree.
Okay, we're not talking about you right now, Josh. Bucky.
Oh, yeah. So I remember this one time, and this was back maybe in, I can't remember. I think it was like fourth or fifth grade. And we were on our way to it was a field trip in Charlotte. But it was like one of those deals where, you know, some of the parents were driving. So they just like volunteered. We didn't get on like an activity bus and go. So it was me and my buddy Travis, and we were in my mom's vehicle. We were sitting in the back, and I'm the only one that saw it because I was just like the way I was looking out the window. But it was near the Charlotte area. But I just remember like looking up and seeing this just weird object in the sky that I didn't know what it was, but I knew in my mind, I was like, it's a UFO. You know, I was like, what is that? And I went back to look at it, like I was like trying to show everyone. And then when I went to point it out, it was gone. And I was like looking out the back window, and there was nothing there. So even if it were a plane, you know, I mean, you would have seen that.
And 20 years later, an IKEA was formed.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, I mean, and I swear that I've seen things over the years, but I think it's because every single time I go outside, you know, whether it's to let my dogs out at night or whatever it is, like I always look up at the sky. Like I'm always just so interested, and I'm always wanting to see something.
Right.
So whether or not I actually saw something, I don't know.
Right.
But it's just one of those things. I mean, even today, these days, I'm always finding myself looking up, just like, ooh, what's that? You know, but I haven't
just
really
constantly wanted to see something
concretely seen anything and be like, that's definitely a UFO.
Right. Same here. I haven't had any any personal experiences with aliens or UFOs or anything like that, I crave it.
Yeah. Now my mom.
I mean, I crave to see anything that's weird. So.
Yeah. Now my mom definitely has an interesting story, and this is very odd. And so this goes way back to her teenage years, but apparently she was riding a horse, and she says that a UFO just like flew, like it was right above them, and the horse freaked out and bucked her off, and then it just took off. Like, that was it. Fast forward to the 80s when her and my dad had met, and my dad was in the 82nd Airborne. So he was stationed in Fort Bragg. And so they were living on the base there, and she was pregnant with what would have been my older brother. He would have been a year older than me. And this is such a weird story, but it's super interesting. So I don't remember exactly how far she was into the pregnancy, but up until that point, everything was fine with the pregnancy. You know, it was a normal pregnancy, nothing weird or strange. And she said one morning, my dad had left, and it was still early in the morning. So she went back to bed, and she said that she kind of heard a noise, and she looked up, and at the foot of the bed, she saw this like shadow, but she couldn't really make it out because it was still dark. And it was holding like this like trident rod or spear or something. And she thought it was my dad that was just kind of like joking around. And so she made a comment. She was like, "Oh, what are you doing?" blah, blah, blah. And she said, all of a sudden, it just like stuck that thing up inside of her. And she just like blacked out. That was it. Like, she said she didn't feel any pain. There was like nothing. It was just like, that was it. She blacked out. And then she woke up. It was almost like an instant kind of thing. She woke up. And she said she felt really odd. Like, she felt weird. And
you were born.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then she was like, well, she just felt weird after that. She like felt that something wasn't right. So her and my dad went to the whatever you call it, the doctor, and she told them about everything. She's like, I had this, I don't know if it was, she just said a dream. I have this weird dream. I have this bad feeling that something's going on. So they checked everything out, and the doctor just like, they checked everything out, and the doctor just left. It's like, got up and left, didn't say anything like, okay, we'll be back, you know, like, yeah, we'll be right back with you. So he just got up and left. And then a few moments later, he came back in with a nurse, and he was like, I really don't know what to tell you, but there is no brain activity. Like, we can't find anything. And so he was born. He was like a stillborn. So apparently he didn't have a brain at that point. And that's like a very rare thing that happened. But that's always one thing that's, she always goes back like, I wonder if that was an alien encounter. What if they needed his brain because he was going, you know, like, what if he was going to be something incredible and they needed that for whatever reason. But I always thought that was a really interesting story. I've always been super into aliens because of that story.
Right.
Wow.
Now, prior to her going to the doctor at that time to find out there was no brain activity, had she gone to the doctor before?
And apparently everything up to that point was normal. Like there are
interesting,
you know, there's no reason to believe otherwise.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
You know, about how far along was she? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Hmm.
I do not remember. I'll have to ask her about that and get back with you.
Hmm.
But yeah, but I always thought that was a really interesting story. I was like, oh man, that's pretty crazy. And it really wasn't even until, like, you know, it's something that she doesn't really talk about that much. But it really wasn't until, you know, maybe like 6 or 7, 8 years ago that she actually told me like the full story about it. Cause I always just heard that, you know, like, oh, I was supposed to have her brother, but he just, you know, was dead at birth.
Right.
So, and then, you know, finally I was like, well, what happened? Like, tell me the story about it. You know, she told me the story, and I was like, whoa, I wonder if that's why I'm so into aliens. Like, pass that down through me. He's like, what? No. So, yeah. So I don't know. I always thought that was a super interesting story.
Yeah. I wonder if she could actually draw out what she saw.
It's possible. It's possible.
Yeah.
She's a very artistic person anyway, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to find out.
You should ask her. Ask her.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if it doesn't.
Yeah.
Spark, you know, if she's okay with it, obviously.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sure. But yeah, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
But that's just like, as far as an encounter of anyone that I know or anything like that, that's as close as it gets, I guess.
Yeah.
For me.
At the last minute today, I found out of somebody my sister knows has had an encounter with aliens that really, really messed him up for a few years, from what I'm understanding. And he might be willing to do another podcast later on.
Yeah.
So
what
I'm like,
happened?
I don't know.
Disclose it? Oh.
No, I have no idea.
Yeah.
She won't go into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but she said it's very long and involved.
Wow.
So that I don't know. But
I just think it's funny though, like when you see someone that had an encounter with an alien, it's always like that weird toothless guy.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, like super uneducated, and they're like, well, I was out in the yard out there, and next thing I knew, I just looked up and there it was right above me. You know, it's like,
that's exactly my point, man. It's never like, so you know the town doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
An encounter last week where he was abducted and he played a game of Scrabble and lost against an extraterrestrial. I think it's for me, I'm not skeptical at all about aliens, and I'm not. I think your story's great, Bucky. That's an incredible story. Like, we've known you for years. Yeah. I've never heard anything about this.
Yeah.
Been holding out.
It's kind of new to me too, but it's also one of those things I'm like, well, who the fuck am I supposed to tell that to?
Yeah. What context has come up?
A story about an alien
Well, surprise, you're going to be telling that story to somebody in Bavaria.
Oh, nice.
I have a listener or two in Bavaria.
Nice.
Well, I think it's great. I think it's important that we do acknowledge extraterrestrials. I think it's important we do acknowledge that some of us have had encounters, positive or negative, but I do believe very frequently that maybe the negative is glorified, you know, much like a Yelp review. It's like,
you're like
fucking
asshole.
Dig a place, you dig something, you're not gonna tell like a few people, you're like, dude, the rolls there were great, go back and eat there. Like, but if you have one horrifying experience, it's like you're gonna tell millions of people.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I don't get on and like, oh, this, yeah, like you said, like if you're pissed off, you're gonna be like, fuck it, I'm gonna bash these motherfuckers. Like, I hope they lose money.
For me, it's like, if I was, you know, I live in a neighborhood that has a nature preserve behind it. And you guys have been here. There's like the Mormons, there's a Mormon family in my backyard that owns 5 acres right here in a big copper weird house.
That,
like,
that biodome looking place.
Looks like a spaceship. Yeah. But I can't tell you how many nights I've had dreams of just like aliens landing beside it, because it's just convenient.
Yeah.
It's like a convenient field of, you know, 5 acres, a football field between where you could land and be like, I'm in Arden now, you know? Yeah. And then my house is literally the walk out of the ship. Like, well, let's go see that guy first. You know, I've had many a dreams where I'm like, dude, I moved to the most beautiful place, but I also moved to the most convenient place for just like, hey, drop this bitch here. Come say, hey, let's see what's up. But at no point have I ever believed that in the event that I was abducted or visited, that it's all negative. I think that it's not, I'm not saying that like we're gonna have beers and like chill the fuck out together.
You don't know.
But I definitely see the realization that, like, you know, there's a lot of stealth, there's a lot of invasiveness from a different kind of technology, a different kind of level in a subconscious. I believe that, you know, if you were to tell me that other species have figured out how to like penetrate, if you'll let me use that word because I don't get to use it much, penetrate, like, different layers of REM sleep or that space in between, I think that is definitely a possibility. It sounds a lot like what your mom went through, Bucky. It's like there are these varying different levels in between our conscious and subconscious that are very vulnerable and completely okay to say, like, you know what, if I were going to come into a different species, if I were to come into their home, if I was to come into their, you know, body, whatever, I would definitely do it in a space in between those things if I had the technology, if I knew how, because they're invasive but not invasive. And it's, you know, it goes back to that that another, you know, story that's been told through Hollywood, another movie that terrifies me, The Fourth Kind.
Oh, Bloody. My god, yeah, that movie. I can't even, that, if I hear an owl, I freak out.
Which one was that?
The Fourth Kind.
Well, don't watch it tonight, Josh.
I don't reckon I've seen it.
Well, The Fourth Kind is exactly what I'm talking about, but it's also like that layer of sci-fi craziness that just, you know, it gets people right where it needs to get them with aliens. Not necessarily true or false. It's just like, okay, this is the realm of like terrifying, and this is what will sell this movie. These are these people's stories. But if you like look it up and IMDb, you'll find that it's a town in Alaska that like has the most activity for extraterrestrials to have landed within it. And the majority of the town can tell you a specific story that has happened to them.
Oh, it's got Mila.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. It's
already interested.
But it's definitely you know, that kind of situation, I believe, is kind of, it can happen. And I don't see any reason why, for safety, if a species more advanced, if we're going to go down that road, can find their way onto this planet frequently, cannot find their way into your home, into like your whatever, for whatever they need, the same way. And they can also do it in between those layers of subconscious and consciousness. And it's just safety. It's like, hey, you know, we got an HR department on Neptune. We can't be fucking around while you're all the way awake. can't be breaking, entering, and breaking y'all's laws. So they find a way in between all of it.
I dig it.
But the fourth kind is like another example of like, once you watched it, you're like, I don't feel any better about this. I don't feel any better about, like, I just got over Fire in the Sky. It's been 20 fucking years. And then I watch this movie and you're like, I'm not good. I'm not fine yet. When are you going to have, like, you're going to have to combat this with, like, another Will Smith movie where some aliens getting kicked in the face with some super hot dude, and then we'll be okay.
I mean, did you see the new Independence Day film?
I did not.
It wasn't bad.
The new Independence Day film?
Mm-hmm.
Where have I been?
Yeah.
You've been in Whistler's Lair.
The fourth kind. They've got Casey Jones.
you everyone listening to this knows all of this. You're just saying the IMDb stuff of a movie that's been out a long time.
It came out in 2016.
My God, 2009.
Where did I see it?
I'm here to tell everybody about this movie.
No, I did. I did see that, the new Independence Day one. Yeah.
I guess I shouldn't say new. I should say the most recent.
You're like, that shit's got Bill Paxton, Twister.
He's dead.
It's like, yeah, we all know who was in Twister.
Look it up on IMDb or IMBD or Pornhub. He's dead.
Yeah. And Bill Paxton was the man. I bet he was an alien.
Well, he killed some. We saw him kill some.
Josh sure has been quiet this whole time. I think he's hiding something. Like,
I think he's an alien.
I think so. I think
he's
say,
like, oh my God, these people believe me.
They figured me out.
There's
we believe in you. We believe in you.
If you look at them, because like I said, like they blend in with the humans really well, but just enough to kind of stand out, and only, you know, if you're really looking for it, you can tell. I mean, just look at his nose and ears, for God's sake.
You stupid. Didn't
quite
bastard.
Get the proportions right on that, did they?
I find you rude and disgusting.
The only actual model that aliens use is Mr. Potato Head. So, I mean,
yeah.
What do you expect, I kind of do resemble Mr. Potato Head. That's good. I'm drinking more.
We've never seen the back of your head to see if we can put stuff in there. So I'm going to go ahead and close it down. This is Aliens. Well, that was fun. But what are your thoughts? Real, or are those guys just huffing Code Red Mountain Dew and model glue? Personally, I want to believe. I think it would be arrogant of us to think that we are the only living beings in this universe, and I crave to see that one odd object in the sky that I can't figure out. Maybe a zip of light or even a close encounter. But how close would I be willing to go? I guess it's not up to me. Maybe I'll find out one day while driving down a quiet mountain road. Well, that's it for this episode. Lock it up and send it to the archives. I appreciate everyone that listens and supports Happy Social Experiment. It makes my heart fill with blood. So please like, subscribe, and share with your friends and family. And until next time, later, Gators.
Thanks for joining and listening. Click the subscribe button and follow us on Twitter at HSEPC and Instagram at Happy Social Experiment. If you have comments, questions, or want to share a story, email us at happysocialexperiment@gmail.com. Later, taters.
Ah! Trying to teach my grandma how to fucking Zoom.
What are y'all doing?
What's your PIN number, Grandma? 3-4. Well, I gotta change it again.
Lowry, it's actually PIN, because it's not personal identification number.
It's oh just, my God.
Identification.
You've had like four credits at technical college and you're like calling me out.
This is my last semester, motherfucker.
Oh, nice. Did you get a degree in fucking asshole? Because I'm majoring in it right now.
Oh, my phone battery's going dead.
Oh, sweet Lord, Josh.
You gotta plug up your phone,
so much
right?
time texting everyone nonsense.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.